Blog Talk Radio.
I know you got that perfect 2020, baby. No need for them glasses or them contacts. Tell me why can't you see? Every time you're kissing her in front of me, it hurts. I'm human, baby, it hurts. I'm not your fucking best friend. I've been sitting on this bench too long while you're playing with these basic faces. And come complaining when it all goes wrong. If you open your eyes and give things a good try, I'll be than a fucking best friend. Was I ever an option? On the phone talking 2 o'clock in the morning, asking me to fix what's broken. Open up my heart and then you stole it. Those random times I cross your mind, do I give you butterflies?
Chill,
cause I'm not your fucking best friend. I've been sitting on this bench too long while you're playing with your basic faces. And come complaining when it all goes wrong. If you open your eyes and give sense a good try, I'll be all you need and more than a fucking best friend.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Missy Mouse, all day. I have my co-host, Dre, on the line. We are waiting for Ron and Taylor to come in. Medisa has the night off. What is up, Dre?
Nothing. Just chilling.
Really? Get your life together. Get it all the way together. So, and death is coming for them, and I have lived through death. But tonight on The Code, we are talking about this whole dating thing in 2017. What is it all about? What are we going through just to get a goddamn date? You know, that's what we're talking about tonight. And so let me get the disclaimer out there. We cuss, we drink, we say bad things all of the time. We are slightly inappropriate. If you feel like this is not your cup of tea, that's all right. We're Hennessy anyway. So Dre has been a little bit under the weather, as he has said. So he's here. I appreciate him for being here. Really?
What I did? That ain't me.
Me off this night. What are we not gonna do?
I
appreciate you for coming in, and you ain't even say thank you, cat, dog, kiss my butt, no nothing.
Because I've been muting the phone because I'm coughing. But thank you.
But you know what, Dre? I'm gonna tell you something. You remember how earlier this week when I was like, you know what, we got a show and you wanted to go out and whatnot. And you was like,
whatever. You jinxed me.
You wish this cold on yourself.
What?
I told you. You need to stop lying and stuff. Because lies come back on people. They come back and they come back full force and you need to stop. All right, I see Taylor in here. She says it's going to be a little bit tough. Hey, boo.
Hey, everybody. I missed you guys. How are you?
I missed you too, my love. I'm good. I'm excited about a whole bunch of stuff that's going on. So I'm on 10, and Dre tried to bring me down to 5, and I just was not going to let it happen.
Well, you know how he is. He's like the rainy cloud that just follows everybody around.
Oh, I've missed this banter between you two. It's okay. But Also, I see that Ron is here also. Hey, Ron.
What's going on? How's everything?
Good.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Doing great. And yourself?
I am good.
Now, the question is, do I have to laugh like her, too?
No, you ain't got to laugh like Betty. You ain't got to laugh.
Okay,
you ain't got to laugh. But our Betty, she is not feeling well. She has been doped up on NyQuil all day, praying that she was going to feel better. But she is not. So we just hope our Betty gets better.
This is me.
So, dating 2017, what's this shit all about? I think that's all about this shit right here. This is some bullshit, and y'all know it's some bullshit all day long.
Do people date in 2017?
That's all you can do. That's the only way you can describe it. It's some tabernacle bullshit. That's all it is. It's some bullshit.
You can't tell me no different that this ain't no bullshit going on around here in these streets with this dating. But this is how we came. This is where we kind of got the topic from. Taylor was sharing with us, and I'm trying to pull up the live feed while I'm saying this as well. Taylor was sharing with us a scenario while she was working, and I said, wait a minute, wrong thing. I'm clicking on wrong stuff and whatnot. But, no, stop it. You know what? Me and this computer is not about to do this day. So I'm trying not to put my boobs in the video because people are watching for the wrong goddamn ring.
Impossible.
So, wait a minute. Let's cancel this because I need to write. What? Oh, hi, Molly, my love.
Yeah,
oh, hey, Pussy.
I'm playing daddy duty.
So, okay, I'm pulling up the live feed as I'm trying to say what it's
Marley's what happens. On. Marley's what happens when you date in 2017.
Oh, no.
Lord have mercy. So, tonight on the code, we are talking. I forgot to put a hashtag in there. Damn it. But it's okay. So, tonight we're talking about dating in this 2017 and what is this bullshit that's going on in the street. So, Taylor, this is what we want to do, because Taylor has a scenario that has happened, and we was like, that's that bullshit. So, Taylor, tell us about what happened with the date scenario that you had come across your desk.
Okay, this came across my desk about a week ago. I was at work minding my business, and this couple comes in. It's an attractive Caucasian person, Caucasian man and a Caucasian woman, and they come in and they sit down, and it's their first time at the hotel. This is their first time, you know, and they haven't seen, I think this was their first meeting. I think they met online. I didn't really get the whole story, but this is like their first date or whatever. Okay, cool. So they're looking over the menu. I bring them something to drink, and the guy goes, are you ready to order? She's like, no. And then he goes, okay, well, you know, just get whatever you want. She's like, okay. You know, I planned on getting what I want, but I'm just not familiar with this restaurant. I'm not familiar with some of the things on the menu. So she asked me a couple of suggestions. I told her what I eat all the time and what I like. And then she said, okay. So I walked away and I come back. And, you know, apparently he made up his mind, and she didn't. So he's like, you know, are you ready? And she goes again, no, I'm not ready. And he's like, well, you know, don't worry about anything. Just pick whatever you want. I'm paying for the date, so you can have whatever you want. Don't worry about, you know, the price of anything. Just being like, just brushing it off. Oh, she caused a whole scene. She was like, I don't need your money. I have my own money. I make more fucking money than you. I can get whatever the fuck I want off the menu. Mind you, this is a restaurant. It's quiet. It's definitely a Monday night. So there's no one else in the restaurant but us, the bartender, and the cook. Like, she's going off. Like, I guess she got, like, a best friend that's kind of brown, and she just went off on this poor dude. So then she gets up to leave, and then he's like, you know, well, what about your drink or whatever? She storms back, finishes the rest of the drink, and then slams the cup down on the table, and then goes, I thought you were paying for the date, and storms out the way, but I couldn't. It's like you see a car wreck, but you can't walk away. You just got to look at it. It was one of those situations. It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was. And it was like, I don't even, why, I mean, as a woman, why would you say, like, as a guy, why would you say that to another woman? And as a woman, why are you overreacting? Like, he was trying to say, like, don't worry about the price or nothing. Just get whatever you know what I'm saying, whatever you think that you would like. He could have worded that a little better. Like, he could have just said that all different. It's just all different. And she could have just not had her Shaniqua attitude.
I couldn't stop.
And then I tried, like, I really tried very hard to stop. And I couldn't. And, Lord, I couldn't wait to get off to tell y'all about that mess. That thing was hilarious. And then after she storms out and leaves, he's still sitting there because he didn't finish his drink. So now it's like, okay, there's literally nobody else here but you and the staff. We all heard what happened. Like, we heard it. Like, there's no way for us not to hear it because it's a restaurant. It's quiet. It's like mood lighting and stuff. So it's like,
Susan. Well, I do like to name Susan for them because they're Susan. But anyway, so we're going to call them John and Susan. So I feel bad for John because Susan, and yes, women can be asses too, so she's an ass for that. Okay, we get that you can buy your own meal. Wonderful. Okay, this man is up. I think he should have just said, you know what, just order whatever you like. He didn't have to say price was an issue or anything. He could have just said, right, fine and dandy. Yep. Me, if it's a restaurant I ain't never been to, I'm probably going to get some chicken tenders and fries. Like, I'm going to be real honest with you. that's just me.
Exactly. That's the go-to. Like, because there's no way to screw up chicken tenders and fries, especially, like, if it's a place that you've never been to before. Like, you got chicken tenders and fries, or you got a chicken Caesar salad. Two things you can't, you physically can't screw up. I was expecting for her just to be like, you know, I just want to get this chicken salad, and that was that, and he was going to get whatever he was going to get. But that thing went all the way left. And I'm like, I kind of feel like she's gotten that before because she was very attractive, so maybe that's the thing. Like, she always attracts those type of men that always want to throw around money. So I guess her interpretation of what he was trying to say was that, oh, I got enough money, you can get whatever you want, I'll take care of you type of situation. But I do feel like she was a whole Broadway production. It wasn't even offensive. It wasn't like he said it in a defensive, like a tone that would be like, what the hell? Like, it wasn't even none of that. It wasn't an arrogant tone. It was just like,
right.
Sweetie, you don't need to be a whole Broadway production. You don't.
You don't have to be. It's not that serious. So I want to send a shout out to the folks out there in Detroit and listening at AT&T. I thank you so much for joining us again tonight. You guys are so freaking awesome out there at the AT&T in Detroit. Thank you all. And I know y'all thought Taylor was talking about herself. She was not talking about herself. She was talking about one of her customers. So my friend was not acting outlandish like these chicks out here in these streets, okay? So.
Oh, no. I don't do that. No.
Hi, Tracy. Mm-mm. Hi, Katie. Hi, Brandon. Thank you all so much for joining me on the live feed. It's on the inbox from the group at the AT&T. It says, he seems like he's being a gentleman and happened to like an adult. Anyway, this person said they would have said it. It would have been an issue. That's where women start having issues. She came with an attitude. Okay, so you know what, fellas? Sometimes, do y'all feel like women come with attitudes to these dates?
Yep.
You know?
Sure do.
You need love. We love you out there at the AT&T call center. So, y'all think they come out here to these dates with the attitude of what?
You know,
you can't put it as a blanket statement of each one comes with this one or that. But I would say that for the most part, when you're doing your little dating one, two thing, you already have some kind of expectations. Everybody has some kind of expectations. Whether it be what the date's going to be, the end of the night's going to be, you know what I mean? Or he not getting that, or she gets something. You know, everybody has their own little expectation of what it is and what it ain't going to be. So it just seemed like she has certain expectations and what he said didn't match up to what her expectation was, or maybe she said, oh, I know he thinking this, when he said one thing and she took it the wrong way. So, I mean, we all have those, but it shows your level of understanding or your level of how mature you are, how you react to certain things. But I'm not necessarily in the dating field, but what I would say is that, because I really never went on dates in my life, I just fuck these hoes. But
oh my gosh, why did we even let him talk? Okay,
don't never go on dates. You just fuck these hoes. Like, you stupid. Why?
I'm sorry. I need to watch my mouth.
Dumb for that.
I apologize.
I don't care. Can't use a demi. So
maybe you should ask Dre. Dre goes on dates.
Dre.
Yeah.
You okay over there?
Yeah.
Tell us, do you feel like these women have attitudes when they go on dates? I know that some
still sit. Oh.
Do what?
Yeah, I didn't get it. I ain't even listening.
She said something about the stomach because she said something.
I said,
what
you
said? You still sick?
Yes.
You still sick?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still sick.
You don't sound sick. Suck it up. You're fine.
This is the thing about drink. I'm saying this at the beginning of the show before we went live. Earlier this week, he tried to say, I'm sick. And this fake ass cough. And I tell him to stop doing that because a lot of times what ends up happening, you end up getting sick. So now he's had this cough all day and he had to go get some medicine and he can't control the cough. Stop doing stuff like this, people. Don't do it because then you end up getting sick. So while Dre is still thinking, Brian. Section says, a lot of women use men for dates with no intentions of being more. They do it to say
exactly.
They've been out because they haven't been out in a long time.
That and then you eat the fucking Chipotle.
Who the fuck eats Chipotle?
These are
Wait a minute. Hold up. What you're not going to do is disrespect Chipotle. Chipotle ain't had nothing to do with this. Chipotle is okay. Okay? It's okay.
I don't know Chipotle.
You're not going to disrespect Chipotle.
I don't understand why they lied so long in Chipotle.
No, because it's like every time, it's like nowadays when they try to damn go out, the first thing they fucking say when you text or call or whatever, like, yo, you want to go out? You ain't even saying what you want to do. First thing they say, yeah, let's go get something to eat. Like,
I mean, because you might be
hungry. Just...
I like to eat. I like to suggest me a restaurant because I'm an old thick chick. I like to eat, honey.
This is true.
Did you say this is true?
But it's more today.
I like to eat. I do too.
See, that's where you got to take the reins and suggest something that's outside
exactly.
of the box.
But you can't suggest nothing because most of you ask, yo, you want to go out? First thing they say, yeah, let's go get something to eat. Like, damn, can I? You know? Then you do suggest something. I don't want to do that.
See, that's when you hit them with that game. But like, see, that's something that's very regular, baby. You don't seem like a...
And move on to somebody else.
All these damn loopholes just to damn try to date somebody. Shit is ridiculous.
See, but I mean, at the same time, though, so you hit them with the... That's something that's regular. You don't seem like a regular woman to me. I want to do something extravagant with you. I want to do something different with you. I want to spend some time with you alone where we don't have to necessarily... Be in a crowded restaurant or something like that, or eat somebody else nasty cooking. So how about we take a walk across the Brooklyn Bridge? You know what I'm saying? And gaze into each other's eyes, and when we get to the other side, go to Starbucks.
Okay, I'm saying you
take a walk with her. You spend $6 on a latte, and then you go get a room.
See, that's why he's out here. Exactly.
Mhm. Or something like that.
But you don't really know.
Okay, so Trina in tech support says, but men expect too much when they go on first dates. The higher the price of your order or meal, the more he expects at the end of the night. Each meal has a sexual obligation.
Oh, whatever, it ain't just men. Don't act like men the only ones going to fuck.
I'm going to have a first date. I mean, it's not like people haven't done stuff on first dates before.
Exactly.
But
don't act like we the only ones out here trying to fuck them. There's some trifling ass women out here trying to fuck them.
I will say this, and I'm not going to just leave it out there for guys to be like, you know, they take the women out just for sex. Some of these women are out here sticking their booty out for any old reason, and that's what they really want to do. And they're not being honest. Saying if you just want to fuck, you want to fuck. That's what you want to do. Right?
All right, so let me ask you a question then. Do you look differently at a person if they have sex on that first date? Do those relationships work? You know what I'm saying? Do you look at somebody different if the first date they say, you know what, I'm going to give them something? Is that a bad thing, a good thing? What do y'all think about that?
I don't think this is trash. It's bad. I'm definitely looking at you sideways. Like, do you know I could have been doing something else?
My motto is we grown. If it happened, it happened. I ain't pressing on it. I ain't like I'm gonna be sitting there going to get something to eat, and then I'm like, before she bring the damn food, you trying to fuck out of this? I ain't pressing on nothing. But if it happens, it happens. Sometimes you got chemistry like that. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, they feel each other like that. Nowadays,
I got a couple of comments.
Like, we are adults. If it happens, it happens. I mean, I don't know no man that's out there just straight pressing trying to get, you know what I'm saying? Because most of the times when they do shit like that, when they text you, yo, let's get up, 9 out of 10, they're going to text you something grimy anyway, and they're going to hit to damn sex anyway. That's some young dudes.
They gonna pass you some bullshit like, I've been trying to take them big titties out for a while now. What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah,
are you texting?
Shit like
wait
that.
A minute. Wait a minute.
Wait two minutes. Wait 2 minutes. 2 minutes have to be waited. Wait a minute.
Like, I'm serious.
Okay. Really?
So you said that like you have, like that's an actual text that you got or something.
Yeah.
I can't even laugh like I want to because I'm scared I'm going to call.
Okay, so Irvin says, don't order meals you can't afford yourself. Thank you, Chantown, for checking in. Good to see you out here in these streets, brother. Katie says, that's why I'll just pay for myself so there's no question about the booty. And I think that may be why your customer may have said what she said, because she thought there was some ass involved in the end or whatever. And Katie, I'm not laughing with you. So McDonald's with the side of the fuck. But we also got some other comments that are coming in so quickly. Eric in collection. Okay, first of all, Ramon said, y'all know who Ramon is. Welcome, Ramon, in the morning. We love Ramon around here at the Code. It's the most expensive, which basically means you have to give up all your hoes, there's three of them, and fix them breakfast in the morning. No, wait a minute. I take that back. Ramon didn't say that. Miss Trina said that. Trina, girl, lobster. Oh, we're staying the goddamn weekend if I'm eating that shit. If I'm taking you out, and this is me, because if I suggest we go out, I'm the type of person that I will pay for the meal because I asked you to go out. So, if you are ordering lobster, brother, I'm just going to tell you about to do some freaking shit all weekend long, and you're going to have to cry to your mama on Monday. I'm just going to tell you this what the fuck you're going to be doing, okay? All right.
That's some bullshit.
That's not no bullshit because y'all expect the same shit too. Don't act like that.
So just because he eats the lobster, I mean, he got to eat the groceries too?
What? He's doing everything I ask him to do from the time he Friday to Monday morning at 8 a.m. I'm sending him home to his mama crying about, like, I don't know what she needs to do, mama. I don't know. I feel uncomfortable. Like, yeah, you don't.
Oh, wait a minute. What if he got, well, I mean, can he get home a little earlier? Because what if he got to be to work at 8? Can he get home at 7?
You better call in, be a little party. I don't care what you do, but you staying here at 8 fucking him.
The lobster? What if it's imitation lobster? Can he leave on Saturday if it's imitation lobster?
No.
First of all, we're not having none of that.
That's it. It's over. He's up till Monday, 8 a.m. And if you got to be to work, you better call him at 7, tell him you're going to be late. You being held hostage.
But what if he got a wife and he got to be home Friday night?
Me to take him out for no motherfucking meal. He just take him home.
He got to make arrangements, I guess. He should have been ordering the lobster.
So is that a two-way street? So if you order lobster, you got to do what he wants for the whole weekend?
Oh, she said, which basically means you have to give up all three holes and fix him breakfast in the morning. I don't think she made us stay all weekend. I think she just made us stay to the morning time, and we got to cook breakfast.
Okay.
Okay, so Eric and Collector says,
how much lobster costs? How much lobster costs?
You know what? That's also. I mean, anytime that I've eaten lobster, I've been on vacation. My lobster was kind of like freaks, it's already paid for it in my trip. So I ain't never really paid a full price for no goddamn lobster.
I mean, we used to go get lobster at lunchtime, and it'd be like maybe $35, $40.
Well, Ramon,
I mean,
$45.
I'd give you a little stinking $40. You ain't going to keep me hostage all weekend.
Then you got to think about it. If I spent $45 on water, I'm guaranteed that you probably drank something too. So that's probably another $40 and some alcohol that I got to pull out. Oh, we having a $100, $150 meal? Are you serious right now? Do everything I ask you to.
Oh, goddamn. You got a lot of stuff too. You trying to kill motherfuckers.
You might not want to tell me no. Might not want to tell me no. But I was reading what Eric said.
Yeah.
Eric said, this is not the 90s, that first date sex is not an issue in 2017. We all trying to bone, and women want to as well. That's
mm-hmm.
right. See? Like, Ron, weren't we just talking about this earlier this week where, you know, people deserve, so if they want to get some nut off some food, I mean, and you know we talked about the lady who liked condiments before.
You said condoms or condiments?
Condiments. Y'all remember the conversation we talked about the lady where she used as a condiment kind of sort of. Y'all remember that conversation? It was a few months back. Y'all remember. Don't act like I'm strange out here. Don't act like that. Don't act like that.
Oh, wait, what did he say he put on the women? It wasn't whipped cream or nothing like that. It was, what was it?
Huh? No, she used she used the man's condom.
Was it ketchup or something like that?
Hot sauce. She used the girl. You gonna make me say it again. That's what the problem is. It was that she liked to use cum as a condiment, as if it was ketchup or mustard.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Again, because people don't think I'm strange and shit. Like, I don't do shit like that. That's just, you know, I like strange shit. That's just.
Lord have mercy.
I'm not messing with you, Shatown. So, okay. So let's talk about some other stuff, about some bullshit in this whole dating scene. Okay, so I'm gonna ask. Ron says he doesn't go on dates or whatever. How time y'all been on a date? Katie and Irv, y'all stop it. Okay, when's the last time y'all went on a date? You went on your
birthday?
Okay, that was September. That was September, right? Taylor?
Yeah.
That time I was on a date. Yeah, I can't remember.
Girl,
you have to search it back.
I'm going to be real transparent with you all. I have not been on a date. I just haven't been on one. It's not that I don't like to go on them. It's just that people say stupid shit, and so I decide not to go. You know, I don't go. I haven't been on a date. If I've been on a date, I took myself. I went to the movies. I saw a movie. Went out to eat. Ate some chicken wings. You know, I took myself. So it's okay. It's fine. I'm not sitting around here begging for a date. Please don't think that at all. I'm not begging you for a goddamn date.
Okay. So I got a question. So check this out. So you went to the movies. And you went out to dinner by yourself? Now, did you put out or no?
Girl, I give myself some every day. Why? As I think back, last time I went on a date was September of last year. Like a legit ass date, September last. This is some stuff. Okay, so we got some comments. Collection says, I must be an old maid. I don't let a man sit for at least five dates. he has to make pussy payments and lease it for 3 months before owning it. Girl, what's that? Well, Chad, wait a minute. Now, let's digest for Renata C. So, are we still in 2017 doing, like, this whole 90-day thing? Like, are we still doing that? Does it make a difference between now and then? Because we as women often know where we want to have sex with a man. We know. Don't try to tell me no bullshit-ass lie that you don't. So, we absolutely, you know. So, okay, so I'm getting a collective yes from the AT&T group. Y'all?
But I don't, okay, so I don't know.
Right, are you holding out?
That whole 90-day thing sounded like a bunch of bullshit to me anyway. I mean, we really out here taking love advice for somebody that's been married 3 different times?
Honey, I don't take advice from nobody as for no while, so I don't know. No, I'm not. I read the goddamn book, and I'm still out here in these streets doing what the fuck I want to. So are we waiting 90 days? Like, Dre, and I can't really ask Ron, but Dre, have you come across some chicks that want to do this 90-day thing? Like, for real, like, have they wanted to?
Do what?
Nope.
Ron, this don't pertain to you. It's okay. No.
Okay.
I mean,
okay. Thank you. I know. I was on mute.
I was on mute too. No, I haven't ran into nobody like that. Usually, everybody that I meet when I was out there, they once or twice. I'm just saying, like, we go out once or twice, and the same thing, you know, it's on. Like, I don't fool with that whole 90-day shit, man. That's for them young girls, man. That shit is ridiculous.
And here's the
90 days. Get the fuck out of here, 90 days.
Exactly.
Who got 3 months to wait
for
something?
What is supposed to happen within the 90 days?
Like, who was that? A dude really got to be really, really, really in love with your ass to wait 90 whole motherfucking days without fucking sex. Y'all just sitting there kissing and everything, no ass.
So
what's supposed to happen in the 90 days?
But I'm saying, do you know how hard it is just to be all snugged up and kissing and shit? Because y'all females, y'all play dirty. I want to just be held, and you want to damn back your ass all the way up to the motherfucking navel and shit. You know how hard it is to damn maintain your dick control while not getting that motherfucker hard while y'all spooning? And then the favorite part that really pissed me off, what's that? Bitch, you know what it is. You got your ass on my dick. It's going to get hard. If it don't get hard, something's wrong.
Can't. You're not.
Now, back to my coffin.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
I hear that.
Shit.
Okay. Can you mute your phone while you're coughing?
Please? Oh, God. Oh, God.
It is okay, so the AT&T crew is in my inbox, so they got a lot of stuff to say. It said, dating is really not necessary since everyone is more forward with their intentions of sex. Not everybody's forward. I'm just going to say that some people beat around the goddamn bush, and then they try to have sex with you. And then when you don't want to have sex with you, they were like, well, why you got me out here in these streets then? No, what you should have said was, I want to fuck, and then I could have told you at the beginning that no. Okay, so anyway.
And I don't
but who wants to hear no? Nobody wants to hear no.
Exactly, and I don't like the ones that sit there and play. They want to play, and knowing your dick is hard, they want to play. Talking about, what's that? Rubbing it and shit. Then talk about, well, I gotta go. No, the fuck you don't. You know, you gonna stay here, and you gonna rub this motherfucker out. Something gonna happen. We gonna get some friction going in this motherfucker.
So Dre, how many cases have you caught?
Huh?
I want to know how many lawsuits you caught, how many lawyers you had to hire.
Oh, I ain't had to hire none, but my thing is this. It's like, don't sit there and say, yo, what we doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how females be, they want to come and sit in your fucking lap and all this other bullshit, you know what I'm saying, while y'all sitting there dating and shit. And then she feeling your dick hard as hell. So why the fuck would you sit there and keep doing that shit, man? This shit don't make no sense to me. Like,
I go a step further with
it.
You, Dre. Feel me on this. Me and my dude, one time, I guess this would be a date, but we had two females. We went and got a couple of drinks, and then, you know, talk start happening, so we go and get a room.
And then they talk about they ain't giving them no pussy.
We say, wait a minute.
And see, that's that bullshit.
I done spent money on this hotel.
Exactly, rooms, and I know you up top, so that shit gonna cost some money.
You want to say no now? You should have said no before I went to the front
exactly.
desk.
Exactly, that's my whole damn point, man. That shit, they don't, it really don't make sense.
I felt stupid. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm out $65.
Mm mm. Wow. Stupid. Hi, Avery. Thank you so much for joining our live feed. Y'all stupid. Katie said you was really mad about that spoon and what you drank. You was mad. You was hot about that thing.
Yes,
okay, so
I was mad about that spoon.
Oh, God. Okay, so another comment. David said, those women who try to down their host status do that 90-day book. BS. If a man really wants to screw, he'll wait 90 days. He'll wait a year. He'll bang someone else, but you'll still be all he wants. So listen, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this part. So,
if she go make you wait 3 months to get a little piece of the pool tang and play that game, what other games will she play?
And ain't nobody got time for that.
Not ain't nobody got no time for that.
Wait,
like,
3 months
while
you know what I'm saying, decide to give me.
You know how good this dick is? You can't be waiting 3 months.
Oh, my bad. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you said that out loud. What? What? What in the world? You are a hot mess. You are a hot mess
if you're going to make me wait 3 whole months, you might as well get prepared to hear who that bitch, who you texting, because it's going down.
Oh, my goodness. So, example. So, let's say we don't live in the same place. And so, it's going to be 3 months before we see each other. Or whatnot, does that technically still cost like 90 days? Because I got questions and concerns about that type of shit. So is that still 90 days if it's going to be like 3 legit-ass months before we can actually get together? What's up?
So if y'all living in a different state?
Yeah, we live in two different places.
Well,
yeah, we live in two different places.
Either he better invest in some Vaseline and some lotion. And you in a pocket pussy, and you better invest in the damn.
What do you need
damn,
Vaseline for if you by yourself? Nobody don't jerk off with Vaseline in 2017.
Hey! You got to have that real feeling, bro. Because ain't nobody trying to have no dry ass hands scratching their damn meat like that. You got to have that real feeling. Use that Vaseline.
No.
You better get some lotion or get some Dove soap and get in the shower.
Everybody can't use lotion because everybody got sensitive. People got sensitive skin, like myself. My skin is sensitive.
I feel uncomfortable with you talking about your penis skin to me. I feel very uncomfortable with you talking about your penis skin.
I ain't saying that. I'm just saying, like, I got sensitive skin. Like, I can't even... Like, I break out easy. I can't eat most of the damn mayonnaise without getting damn breaking out shit. So I'm just saying. People got sensitive skin. Or you can get invest in what was that shit that they got out there, the little pocket pussy.
They get some shea butter.
Shit, nigga said shea butter. Mm-hmm. God damn.
You suggest shea butter for everything.
You can get Afrocentric with your jerk off.
You get shea butter and coconut oil?
Coconut oil. No, I'm saying something.
Oh my God, I can't.
I got plenty of baby lotion in my house. I got babies. So I got baby lotion. And your whole brush is smelling like baby powder and good shit.
Oh my God, this conversation's gone left. I don't think this was about dating anymore. I think this is about the bullshit of it all.
No, but that is part of the choice, though. So you know what a woman once told me that I was having relations with because we weren't dating? But she was like, you better tug one out before you come. So sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you got to get your little squirt on before you go out on your date so that you don't be thinking with your dick. Because if you just thinking about getting a nut, your whole mind state is different. You're like, oh, I buy her anything she wants because I want to do it. But if you already pulled it out before you got to her, you go start thinking with a clear head. You're like, you know what? I ain't spending $257 on this dinner just to get some. I bust a nut before I left home. So, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, do that before you leave.
That's smart. That's good. Which other people thought like that?
And then you last longer. If you do get some, you last longer that second nut.
I hate you now. You always
hate me now?
You always do that. Always do that when we're trying to have like a legit ass conversation and I agree with you and then you go so far. Like, are you serious? Like, you can't be serious.
I'm just saying that it's the gift that keeps on giving.
And I say this all the time. Oh my God. So, with that, good advice. I hope other people listen to it because they agree. At AT&T over there at the call center, they agree with this and how accurate this conversation is. So, fellas, in order not to be thinking about sex on a date, tug one out first, and then your brain will understand that this is a date, lady, and maybe at the end you might get some sex, and then you can last a little bit longer for that second round. How about that one?
There you go. There you go.
So I understand.
I don't know
what
the fuck they doing at AT&T, but they doing it right. They doing it right.
Once again, we appreciate you all over there at the AT&T Call Center out there in Detroit. We appreciate you all hanging out with us every single Friday night on the code. We love it. We appreciate it. Shout out to Eric for being the best supervisor out there at the AT&T Call Center because, dude, you rock.
He rock, but if anybody got a problem with their motherfucking phone, they listening about people jerking off, so there ain't nothing getting done over there in the call center. They better get a motherfucking write-in center. They better get an online chat center, because the call center, they indulging in fuckery
really
right now.
Not taking care. Y'all stupid out here. Let me ask y'all this. If you were to go on a date, what would be your ideal date at this point in 2017? Let's not think about sex because, Ron, we know you. So we're not talking about that. Let's go on a date. Let's go somewhere. What's
what
your
the
ideal
fuck that mean?
Date? Because, Ron, at the beginning of the fucking show, you said, I don't date these hoes. I just fuck them.
All right. You want to know what's funny? You don't know what's funny? So I walked in the other room. I put y'all on mute. And I went to Marley's mother, and I said to her, I said, have we ever been on a date? And she looked at me, and she said, fuck you. No. But then she said, yes, we have. So I guess I'm wrong. I have gone on dates. I just didn't classify them. See, I think a date is you go out to get something to eat, then you go do something else, and then you go do something else. So I guess I have done it, and I just didn't realize it. So pardon me for being inaccurate in the beginning.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Marley's mom, for stepping in and hanging with us, because we know that your life is interesting every single day with this guy. So thank you, Marley's mom.
The fuck that mean, too? What you trying? You know what? Just go ahead and ask your question, because you're trying to make me sound like a piece of shit.
No, Juan, you are not a piece of shit. No, you are not. I just told you earlier you're such a lifesaver, so be quiet. God, we're not gonna argue like this on this show. We're not gonna do it.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm gonna eat my nachos and guac. I got nachos, guac, and I got Ethiopian beer.
Oh, Ethiopia. We didn't even tell what we were drinking tonight. Okay. So, tell me about your ideal date. What is your ideal date right now in the future?
Ladies first.
So nobody's got an ideal date? Taylor, go first. Taylor.
Why do I have to go first?
Okay,
because
I'll go first.
I always go last. I go last.
Okay, Ryan, you go first.
So I would say my perfect date right now. One, it depends on the woman, and that's to be 100% truth. But if I had to choose, I would choose something outdoors. Maybe like they have in the summertime, they have a bunch of free concerts. Go to a free concert, see it, you know what I'm saying, somebody, like maybe the OJs or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And then you go get a little drink afterwards, go get something to eat, go for a walk. Things of that nature. I mean, I'm just talking about something that's local. Of course, I would like to go somewhere warm. You know what I'm saying, a vacation or something like that. But
vacations
just something
are
with
dates. They are
vacation to dates.
Okay, so I was reading.
I didn't know that.
So this is, I was reading a article a while back about how people are using vacations as dates, where the young lady, she lived like in California, and the guy lived in Colorado, but they had met somewhere in between, and so they decided when they went to see each other, if they got to see each other or whatever, their date would be necessarily their vacations, and they would go different places. So I thought that was like pretty cool because, you know, I am the queen of
that
relationships.
That sounds like somebody cheating on their husband or their damn wife.
Why you always got to feel like somebody's cheating? Why can't single-ass people be single-ass people and get to know each other?
So you trying to tell me if somebody called you and be like, I don't want to do nothing around town. I want to go to the Virgin Islands. You ain't going to think there's some suspect.
First of all, you don't realize that I work from home. I do everything inside of my city. Get me the fuck out of here. I'm at home 24/7, majority of the time. I work all the time, always home. If I ain't home, I'm doing something else outside this house because I ain't trying to sit in this shit. So therefore, let's do something. Like, I found it interesting because it doesn't necessarily mean that you're, no. That sounds like to me that you're just a hater all the time.
I'm just keeping the scenario. I'm just throwing it out there.
Because they were single people. They weren't cheating on no spouses. They were single ass people trying to be in a relationship, and they lived different places. It's just like when you go somewhere and let's say you're on vacation with your friends, and you just happen to meet this really beautiful girl, and she is single as hell, but she's not from where you're from, and she lives somewhere else. You wouldn't try to go other places with her? Hello?
Yeah, I was gonna.
Am I wrong?
I will do a thorough background check.
That's because you got trust issues. That's why you need to stay single, because you got trust issues.
I know you ain't talking about nobody with no trust issues.
I don't have trust issues. What are you talking about?
You can see the face.
Andrew, you make me sound like I'm normal now.
Exactly. Like you know she do. As you can see the face I'm making without trying to call.
I don't have trust issues. I don't distrust anyone until you give me a reason to distrust you. Don't you ever say I have trust issues. Okay, thank you. But anyway, Ron, what was you getting ready to say?
Well, I mean, personally, I just like to do things that the average person doesn't do. So I don't like to go, you know what I'm saying, to movies and dinner. You know what I mean? I want to do something that's different. I want to show you something. So, like, back when I was living in New York, what I would do, and this is why I probably don't consider it a date because I ain't spend much money, but, like, if I had a female that I was courting or something of that nature, what I'd do is they got a place called Battery Park City, and it's right on the water. So we go for a walk on the water. What I would do, I was infamous for doing this. Get on the Staten Island Ferry and take a cruise across the water to Staten Island and come back. And the shit is free, so you ain't got to pay no money. So you get on, you stand outside on the boat, you're looking at the Statue of Liberty, you're looking at the water of Manhattan, you're conversing, you're having all kind of talks about things, about what you want to do in life, things of that nature. And you got the water there, you got the stars there, you got the lights there. More times than not, she had never been down here before, so you were introducing her to something new. And it's free. And then after that, then you go take her to get something to eat maybe. So I like to do, I used to do things like that. So that's what something I would do, something that's not the average. So of course you're going to talk to her, ask her what she likes, what she's done before, and then you find something that she hasn't done before and do that. So when you talk about my perfect date, my date's not about me. It's about her and us. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than me. So I want to do something to let her know that I'm not the average dude out there. I want to let her know that, you know, I got a side to me that I want to show her. So something that the average dude, anybody could take you to a movie. Anybody could take you to get something to eat. Anybody could take you to a play. You know what I mean? Look, these things are things we do all the time. But I wanted to show you some things about your city, about your culture, that you haven't necessarily seen before. So that will be my perfect date. I think y'all
okay,
like that.
So,
silence in the motherfucker.
Mine dropped. I'm sorry. Thing dropped or whatever. But I get it. I like, you know, and they also said they like free stuff on the live page. They like free stuff. I don't mind coupons. Like, I don't. Like, I really don't mind all of that. But, okay. So, we're going to go Taylor, and then we're going to do what Anita said. We're going to talk about what Anita said. And then we're going to ask Dre about his ideal date. And then we're going to move on to me. Okay. So, Taylor, let's talk ideal date.
Okay. All right. My ideal date. My ideal date is good for me.
Okay. Was that the end of yours? Because we're going to get to Anita. Anita was saying, mm-hmm. Anita is tech support. She said, see, we are not celebrities like Ramon. He is a musician to the stars. He takes chicks to Essence Fest with him and dumps them afterwards. And we all be wanting to go, but we know the outcome. Giving up the pussy for backstage passes and clearance to concerts is a fair trade. Laugh out loud. you doing out here in these streets? To get what?
Damn.
Okay.
He taking them to Essence Fair. That's good, God.
Wait a minute.
He said he takes them to Essence Fest and then dump them afterwards? That's what he said, right?
Yeah, that's what he said. Maybe the cat wasn't dude, though.
He's stupid. Because you're still spending a damn ton of money, you idiot. You're all the pussy that's going to be there. And that's why you're going to go there.
It could be that.
And Matt throws some damn women there. What the use of carrying them all the way there to damn dump them? That's retarded. They're still getting over.
It was probably free to the both of them. I bet you he didn't spend no whole bunch of money.
Shit.
I don't know.
Shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, them damn drinks out there, them drinks ain't free. That food ain't damn free out there neither. He spent some money. Because Etherfest is what, how many days is that? That's what, 3 days? Three days?
You have to realize if he's a musician, he's being paid to come. If he's performing with the with artists.
So either way it goes, well, he's cheap as hell then if he's using that as a damn shit, because damn, that means his room is free. And then all he's paying for, he if they fall for that, they crazy.
I'm just saying. He said he don't like going by himself, so he. So look, listen.
You ain't by yourself, brother. Ain't you in a band, brother? There's other band members down there.
Maybe you don't like strange cats, because if you think about it, all that extra cat that's down there, they probably already paid for themselves to get there.
And on top of that, they drunk and ready to fuck too. You seen the damn movie?
Oh, I cannot. Am I lying,
Ron? Back me up.
I don't know if you're lying, but the more you talk, the more normal I sound. I'm just saying, keep on going, brother. Keep on going, brother.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, y'all are funny. So as we continue down this road of ideal dates, Dre, what is your ideal date?
I like doing the art thing. I like going to
name one artist. Motherfucking artist, Dre. Dre, name one motherfucking artist.
Hey, brother. I like going to art shows, man. We got a ton of them down here. I love my favorite artist is Chanel Webster, my ex-girlfriend. Hey, boo, if you listening.
See, he trying to get some pussy. He trying to get some old pussy right now.
I'm
that's
just,
what he trying to do. He trying to her name out.
She's my favorite artist right now, buddy.
Dude, shut up. Really? What she dropped? I ain't never seen that.
What you talking about? You ain't talking about? You ain't never been in my house and seen my damn pictures on the damn wall. I got plenty of art. What you talking about? Don't try to play me.
Last time you went to the art museum.
About 3 days ago, the one that's downtown, the new one that just opened up over there by the sneaker shop. I can't remember the name of it, but they just damn, they sit right there. The one that got the damn, is like, they use the old damn, like, kitchen sinks and shit like that, like rusty stuff, and then they make damn art, damn shoes and shit like that.
Okay. All right. I am going to go to the other end of the spectrum. Yes, I do like art. Other people do too, for real. But I am more of the let's go do something really, really fun. I like to bowl, but I'm horrible at it. Like, I can't bowl for shit, but I'll go bowling. You know, I'm that person. You know, I am actually pretty good at pool, though. What else? Like, I don't... Let's do something ordinary. Out of the ordinary, as you are trying to get to know me.
Like, the things that I say that I like to do, try to suggest those things, like, to do. Like, act like you listen. That's me. So we can go bowling. We can go to laser tag. I love Dave & Buster's. I like arcade games. I am dying to go to Barcode here, but I have nobody to take me on a date there, so I'll probably end up going by myself at some point to go play video games. But I'm that person. So we can go hang out in a lounge, listen to some music, and get to know each other and talk. I don't want to go to the movies.
I find it hard to believe you don't have nobody to take you on a date. As many people as being in your inbox, I find it hard to believe you can't find nobody to take you on a date.
They don't want me, Ron.
They be in your DM. They be in your box. They be in everything.
Ron, I kid you not. There's like this one particular dude that's in my inbox that's always there and has yet to like, dude, hey, these are the things that I like to do. And nothing. People may feel like I probably get all types of offers all the time. No, I don't. I feel like these dudes are just out here playing games. Me, they think that they want me, but I don't think they really want me. Because I'm so.
But I'm the one on the damn phone. I'm the one with trust issues on the damn phone. Really?
That is definitely not a trust issue. What it is that I want people to put in a motherfucking.
It's just what it is
like,
a fancy way to saying you got trust issues.
No, I don't. I don't have trust issues. What it is I want you to put in an effort to get to know me. Don't do a whole bunch of dumb shit and think that that's an effort. No. You real life want to fucking see me playing some shit, I'll show the fuck up. For real. And but don't think that you coming to sit up in my goddamn house and look at me. I sit and look at me all day long. I don't want to look at you. Okay?
And just to add on,
I don't want
to say, playing some shit. Can you please plan it and make sure you're on time. Don't plan something for us to go out on a lunch date at 12:30 and then you show up at 1:15. No, we're not gonna play those games.
You show up at 1:15 because once 12:45 fucking hit and you ain't showed your ass up, I'm trotting my ass back home and you're not getting another phone call.
All right, let me ask y'all this.
And
like, I drive around a lot when I'm working, and I heard this commercial for a site called It's Just Lunch, right, where you put your thing in for somebody, and they put their profile up, and it matches y'all up, and y'all go out for lunch or maybe drinks after work. What do y'all think about, like, meeting people on social media and going out on dates?
I've done that.
Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's the fucking worst.
I've done it. You know what? And that's very true. It can be good and it can be bad. So this one time, I told Taylor this, and I think I told Dre. I don't think you've heard it wrong. So this one time, this guy was like, hey, go and watch football. Now, y'all know football is my shit, right? So therefore, you know where you can find me on Sunday. Okay, so I was like, sure, let's go watch the game. We're both Panthers fans. Let's go watch the game. Meet me at Smokey Bones. So I get there, and you're late, for one. Okay. For two, the game has already started. You're fucking playing games because I need to be sitting somewhere being able to see this game and watch it without you really talking to me. So, you're late. I was already prepared to pay for myself because that's how I've always been. If I'm going out and you've asked me on a date, I am prepared to pay for myself, just like the first lady in this conversation. But I'm not going to act a donkey-ass fool. He orders the appetizer. I really don't eat none of that appetizer. So then we order food, we order drinks. He's like, after this, this is what you need to do. I need you to pay for this. I need this cheeseburger and this drink. That appetizer and shit was his. So therefore, I'm not paying, helping him pay for that shit. I didn't eat none of it, so therefore, I'm not doing that. Then come to find out you were dropped off. So that means you need me to give you a ride. Sir, you'll be taking the bus. Like, that shit turned out bad. And he wonders why I won't return a phone call or a text message or even an inbox. The fuck for? Your first impression was fucking horrible. On my football game for me? Are you serious? So, yeah, that's a bad thing. I don't really care for it, but I've done it. But it can be what it is. But I would try that because I like to eat. And Dre know I'll go out to lunch when I got a little piece of extra change or whatever, and I ain't just sitting at home. But I'll go to lunch. Date online, Taylor? Taylor. I know her phone line.
She on the date.
Ron, would you date online?
Tell on the date.
Why are you on a date in the middle of the show?
Because it's 2017 and she's
right?
Talking about dating in 2017.
And I can't even get a day off. And I got the hooching call. Ain't that a
bitch. Next time you should wish sickness on your body.
Whatever, man.
Whatever. Don't whatever me. That's it is what it is. So to all of those who have been watching, I appreciate you all for tuning in tonight and joining us here on The Code. We have been talking about dating in this bullshit ass 2017. Like, so don't you think, like, even though these people may be jumping their asses into my inbox or whatever, shouldn't they approach it a little bit better than some of the shit that they be saying? Because some of the bullshit people say is what turns you off from getting a date.
Sometimes when you say it and you say it right, it don't go like you're supposed to be. They come off, they trying to say you coming off as thirsty or whatever, but you saying it like you being respectful, and half the time they take it the wrong way anyway. So,
okay, give me something that can be taken the wrong way.
When you inbox somebody and you say, "Hey, how you doing?" and then they don't respond.
That's the difference you're talking.
I'm just saying. And then sometimes you can say.
Way, if you can take, hey, how are you doing, and seem like it's a bad thing. There's no who.
See, sometimes you a female. You don't go through what we go through when we see something online, and especially when they be putting up that sad ass fucking post talking about they what a good man and this, that, and the third, and then you inbox them because you don't want to be rude on their post. And say, you know what I'm saying, hey, well, let me take you out or whatever. And then they don't respond. So you inbox them, you be like, hey, I saw the post or whatever. You know, I would really like to take you out. And then you get no response. And then you see them damn
okay,
crying
so
the blues or like 3 months later on the same post about where the good dudes is. Some of these motherfuckers ain't even
okay,
trying
so
to damn let you try. They ain't even trying to date
okay,
them.
So here.
They just make this stupid shit.
Thing about those type of women who say that. The thing about them is that post wasn't exactly for you. It was for that dude that they really want them to be taken out or whatever, and that shit ain't for you.
Exactly.
So I ain't gonna lie.
Why would you post that and then you're giving off the wrong vibe? Like, damn, you sitting there saying that shit, and then some dudes out there that's like, okay, well, let me try to make you damn happy. And
that's kind of thirsty,
you.
Though. That's a little thirsty, though, Dre.
But that's not the food that they want to make them happy. Does that make sense? They're saying all of this to want attention from the guy that they actually want attention from. It's not necessarily saying anything bad about you. It's just that you're
right.
not the person they want to.
And instead of saying his name, they make it real general when they want to make it personal, but they don't want to say his name.
And that's why when I see them type of posts, I put that damn laugh and smile effect inside it. Because it's a fucking joke.
You have to look at the brand of people. The brand of women that we're speaking of.
Nine times out of ten, she's sitting there whining and crying over this dude and thinking he done seen the post, but this nigga's out in the strip club, or either he got somebody else's titties in his face.
The strip club, though. Why can't he just be out with another chick? Why he gotta be at the strip club, though?
I'm just saying.
It could be that, honey, your bipolar ass is having all these fits online, and he don't want to deal with that shit. Hey, I'm just saying.
That too. That part too.
Like, I see so much stuff throughout the day that is like, girl, what? Do you ever wake up happy? I mean, I sleep alone every single night, but I wake up happy. What? Is it 6 a.m. and you ain't happy? Sun ain't even came up good. You ain't happy. I take issues with you. So, yeah, but just, you can't take those things personal about them saying that they want, there ain't no good men out here. They just want a man to take them out. And you say, hey, look, chick, I'll take you out. It ain't even no if, ands, no, ain't no. Weird. It ain't no, you got to give us some ass at the end of the night. I'll take you out on a nice day, show you a good time, get up with you. But they don't want that. They want that.
And you also know what?
They got to go pick up.
Sometimes those dudes make it bad on the other dudes. It's like, she's throwing it at you. She's telling you, you know what I'm saying? No, I want, all right, thank you for taking me out. You know, I need some. And they don't take it. And then that make it bad for us that will take it. You know what I mean? So now she started being all, well, I ain't got the dude. Trust me, listen. I'm not saying that because a man goes out and spends $100, $200, $300 that you have to give him some ass. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is some dudes don't have the right level of game, let's just say the word. It's the right level of communicative skills. So when a woman is giving it to them, they don't see it. So now she starts thinking, well, if he don't see it, then he don't see it neither. You know, and then another dude sees it, and she starts thinking there's something wrong. So, and it works the other way around, too, is that we don't know how to communicate with each other for the most part. So, I mean, you know, if a woman's giving you those signals, you got to be able to pick up on them. Don't let them shits pass by. Pick them shits up. You know what I'm saying? And same thing with a woman. Dudes be giving you signals that he really likes you. You know what I'm saying? That it's not about this or not about that. And y'all let them fly by. And then we get caught up in relationships with people who are not necessarily good for us. You know what I'm saying? Because we picked up those bad signals. But the good signals, it's hard for us to pick them up sometimes.
Agreed.
Then you know what I'm saying? Then you out there, you know what I'm saying, looking at her bedroom window at 3:30 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Stalking her ass.
Crazy man. What? Please don't. I've never done that. Don't let Ron talk y'all into no stalking type shit. Okay? Because I don't like stuff like that. And please don't do it near me. Okay? So thanks.
Okay.
But I get it. I get it. But you know what? Another thing that I also noticed, and this is like kind of a sidebar-ish. If someone says to you, like, these are my goals, these are what I'm trying to do, and they kind of just
it to the side like, oh, that's what you're doing. Oh, you're always busy. Oh, this, that, and that. That turns people off from you. So another thing, and that, like, if you're really legit as interested in a person, then be interested in the stuff that they got going on, too. Don't be sarcastic about the shit. Just, because as you continue to support that, they might become interested in you. They might. I'm not guaranteeing you no shit, but they might become interested. They might. They might see you supporting their, what they're trying to do. And they're like, oh, okay, he's kind of supportive. Let me see what else, you know, or she may be about. But don't discount their goals and their dreams and everything, because the moment you do that shit, that's the moment they turn off to the whole situation of you. So take it and receive it. So, yeah. I don't know what happened to Taylor. Maybe Taylor had something going on in the background that she had to go handle and walk away from the phone line.
I told you she on a date. What's wrong with you?
So, yeah.
Yo, these nachos are good
to
them, motherfucker.
Yo, you hungry monster. What? You still high off of Wednesday? You still got the munchies from Wednesday?
You so silly. You know, you are so silly. I was not smoking on Wednesday of this week.
Of this week. Oh God, this has, so anybody who listens to the code, we appreciate you for listening to the code. We also do a show called The Wind Down on Wednesday night. And we had an interesting week. I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. I was just there. I just showed up because I wanted my paycheck.
oh, now all of a sudden you're trying to disassociate yourself from the fuckery. That's terrible.
No,
don't do that.
I'm telling you, I didn't understand what the fuck was going on, and I continued to drink my drink and try to participate. I showed up to get my check, so I wouldn't be fine.
All I know is we talked about everything from reparations to chronic to love saying to what he said, eating groceries, like eating the bootleg groceries. We talked about everything.
No, he said busting nuts or something like.
Eat a booty game.
Like,
that's what it
and
was.
Then,
eat
okay,
a booty
so
game.
I'm gonna take a piece of that, and we're gonna jump into this conversation here. So on Wednesday's night show, he said that plus size women deserve. He asked the question: do plus size women deserve a nut?
Oh my God! You going here with it? You going there with it?
Because I want to hear what my people got to say about this shit. Because I want y'all to know, I had to turn my lips up for a second. Because I'm thinking to myself, now I'm a curvy chicken. Now, did this high, drunk motherfucker say that I don't deserve a nut? Did he? What was it? So, Ron. Like, I know you tried to get him to steer to the point of, so do you think that skinny women don't deserve, like, they deserve more or something? I know you tried to ask him, and he gave this old politician ass, Cosmos, sir.
You are so silly.
Like, who says stuff like that? So, I was.
I mean, in my limited experience, you know, I'm not very experienced when it comes to that. But in my limited experience, what I found out is that, you know, skinny women are worse than big women. I mean, that's just me and my limited experience. You know, I've only had one or two partners in my lifetime.
Well, what do you mean by that? Like, I know your experience may be limited to certain situations, but what do you
mean? I'm lying. I ain't limited. I'm lying.
So
no,
what
I
mean,
what I found, and this is just me, I can't speak for everybody, for the most part, a skinny woman will lay there and just accept it and get it or whatever. Whereas if a woman with some extra on her, she'll be more proactive. She'll be more willing. She'll be more into it. And this is just me, and it's not a blanket statement. I'm not saying all females, you know what I'm saying, that are skinny, or all females that are bigger or that way. But I've just found that, you know, they do it a little better, and they, don't tell nobody, they take the dick better. That's just me. That's just me.
Whisper that shit, like, put your ear to the phone a little bit closer. Let me tell you this.
It's not for everybody. I don't want nobody at AT&T to hear this. So y'all just, y'all take a call right now. Don't listen to this.
I think they got off at 11:30. So, because I haven't received
okay.
any other information from them.
Okay, good.
So,
good,
but we do
good,
appreciate
good.
Them for hanging out
it.
Until 11:30. Listen. So Ron said that thick women are a little bit better than skinny women. That's what Ron said. But Ron said, you know, his experience, he's not speaking in general for everybody, but he's speaking for himself. We wanted to make sure that they understood that, Ron.
Yes.
So, yeah. I'm just saying,
that's just me. That's just me. Maybe Dre has experienced something different.
Okay, Dre, what is your
one skinny chick tried to fuck my brains out, but I don't like skinny chicks like that.
Okay,
they don't really care.
All right.
They be thinking they too entitled.
Wonderful. Is that what you mean?
What was that?
Is that what you mean? You think that skinny chicks act like they're more entitled to some stuff?
Yeah, like they like give it to me. Whereas a big woman be like, we go get this daddy.
Exactly. These girls will fuck your brains out. Skinny chicks, they lazy as fuck sometimes.
Oh, gosh. This is interesting.
Now, let's keep it 100 because I don't want to, you know, I got to throw the bullshit in there. Ostracized in this society so they feel they have to do more to please. That could be it too. You know what I'm saying? Not to play amateur psychologist, but that could be it too. But I don't give a fuck what the reason is. They bust it open.
Oh my God, you are a hot ass mess. And shit, I cannot with you. So we've kind of reached 12:00. I may stop this live feed because we usually run into the archives, so you actually have to probably go to the website and listen to the rest of this show. Because yes, you tuned in through the live feed, but did you call us? Did you click the link to listen on the radio? Also, just wondering. So, we're going to send the night to the live feed. I see people are still joining it. But you can rewatch it and all that awesome stuff. And check us out every Friday night here on the code, talking different shenanigans and different things about life, dating, sex, and shit. And all that awesomeness. And I also saw that I saw a post earlier today that said marriage is when dating goes wrong. So I don't know about my married friends and how you all feel about that, but we think that he likes to make fun of shit like that. But okay, so we're gonna say goodbye on the live feed. Bye. Peace, live feed. And if you want to check out the archives, make sure you check us out on Blog Talk Radio / the code. As I finish that, as I stop now, live feed. So them people is going to miss out on these archives. But I need to understand why y'all, I'm mad at y'all talking about thick chicks be busting it wide open. You stupid. You a dummy. Here in these streets doing what I be doing. Taking care. And so listen, check this out, y'all. So remember in the beginning of the show, I was telling y'all about that text message or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the text? That was a real-life fucking text message. Yes, I got a text message like that because I posted something on my Instagram, and I got it. That's the text message I got back.
I know you did.
I'm not going in. I know I said to myself, I said, I know he's fucking lying and did not answer that text message. I just left that shit on read. I read it. Did I answer it? No. So, that might teach him not to say stupid shit. So, yeah. And he was watching. That's the funny thing. But anyway. So, Dre has dropped the line, it looks as though. So, I guess he's coughing, and I guess he won't be running the streets anytime soon. So, we'll be back. I think we're going to have a show next Friday, even though I'm out of town. I'm supposed to be out of town. I'm going to New York.
Where at?
I'm going to Watertown, New York. It's a very small place.
That ain't really New York. Yeah, I ain't really New York. I'm technically it's New York, but who the fuck go to Watertown?
Because I have a friend that lives in Watertown, and they're homesick about it, so I'm going to visit.
I guess.
And so that's what I'll be next week, but I'll probably do the show from there. We might do the show from there to hang, and you'll hang out with people. So we'll play it by ear, probably so. Hopefully, Medisa feels better and Dre feels better, and all of you all don't get sick between now and then.
And Taylor's off her
date.
I say get better.
Right, because she is still on the phone line, but I guess she might be muted. Maybe she got some stuff going on in the background. She on a date. See, maybe she had a date and she didn't tell us. Is it too late to have a date at this time of night? We didn't talk about date hours. We talk about data.
Let's pick that up next week. Let's pick that up next week.
So next week, we're still going to talk about dating in 2017, and we're going to talk about dating hours. We're going to talk about dating hours and see what people really think about that. So, Ron, we'll see you back here next week.
How about that?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, friend, for hanging out and filling in for Medisa and your lifesaver, your awesome self. Even though I probably told you I hated you a couple times in his show, you know the real feeling. I don't really hate you. You just make me sick sometimes.
Join the club.
Shut up, jerk. Get off my phone line. Have a good night. Enjoy your weekend and kiss that baby for me.
Will do.
All righty, good night.